The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, continuing to be employed by the Department of Retirement, is Professor Diane Manica.
Well, good afternoon. It's so nice to be here. I actually met my deadline today, and I did get coffee before I came.
Diane was regaling us at our last show about the fact that today, like many other Fridays, I'm assuming in the future, you have to get a drink and come to Ask the Professor.
That's pretty much all that's on your agenda. That's on my agenda.
I can only dream about having such things to happen to us in the future. To your right, of course, is Professor Roy Finkenbein from History. Roy?
Good to be here.
Excellent.
I'm planning to party like the Palins this weekend.
Hashtag party like the Palins.
Well, first I have to rename my kids things like, you know, Stick and Wick and Vic.
Wow, yeah, Vic. I see that you're sharing a Diet Coke with just VIC.
Yes.
That's really interesting.
Crumb would be a good name.
Crumb.
Is that with or without the B?
Oh, my God. So Professor Dan Maggio, of course, is here from the First Organization. Has anybody given you a Coke or a Diet Coke or a 2-liter?
No.
Really?
Why, have you seen my name on him?
Well, I know Dan is out there. Yeah. Dan is definitely out there.
I mean, there's another Dan out there? Yeah. Yes. No, nobody has. I've seen only weird names on mine. Like, no name I ever would have.
Like Crumb.
Like Crumb.
I've seen, like, Friends and Team and
Family. Amanda. I've seen Amanda.
BFF,
I've seen Monica.
A lot of BFFs.
A lot of BFFs out there. Yeah, I couldn't help but chuckle at seeing the very firstly birthed internet meme after they allowed you to go and image your own bottle on their website, just in case your name wasn't out there in public. And the very first thing that was input into the website was share a Coke with Pepsi. Which is such a no-brainer. I'm like, what did I think of that? That's great. Oh, my gosh. Share a Coke with Pepsi free. Professor Jim Tubbs is here.
Howdy.
How are you doing?
Wearing stripes again.
I noticed. I wasn't going to say anything, but then you brought it up.
I could see it in your eyes,
oh
Matthew.
Gosh. Are you feeling the baseball playoff fervor rising?
I don't know.
Huge parity in Major League Baseball. Yeah. I don't think we have a 20-game winner yet, and it is almost the end of September.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Well, you know, Jim, given the way the weather has been weird around here this fall, we could have a replay of our snow game during the playoffs.
Oh,
yeah, last May of last year, yes.
Please, no.
That was interesting.
Thank you, Minnesota Twins. Professor Kendra Evans is here with us. There was something about there being Kendra Cokes. We know there's a Coke.
I do have a Kendra Diet Coke.
There you go. Very
purchased
cool.
Purchased by my father.
Oh, that's so
very
nice.
Sweet.
It was very sweet. I even received a phone call. He was so excited. He saw it in the machine. I have saved it in my refrigerator.
Oh, you can't drink it. You can't drink
week.
It.
Is this true?
Imported
regular
from
Coke too, or is it
yeah.
only
imported
Diet Coke
Kentucky
that people
regular.
Get named on?
Regular
well, you know,
well.
Diet Coke has the names, the proper names. Regular Coke has things on cans and bottles that are more like BFF, buddy, things like that. And then the 2 liters have the collective nouns. Team, like All-Americans,
hey,
and stuff
diabetic.
Like that. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's even better than Pepsi! Oh, wow, that's great. That is great.
Just trying to get me to buy some.
Why not?
Professor Jason Roach is here. Good to have you back.
It's good to be back. I heard you had some fun with the questions I sent in. Huh?
You know, we're going
to
do a couple more here in a minute. We'll do a couple more here in a minute. How was the honors convocation that you went to last week or meeting? Or
it was an honors welcome back barbecue.
Got it.
And we actually did Detroit trivia questions for the honors students, so it was fun.
You should bring those by sometime.
It was.
Excellent. Very excellent.
At least I took them out.
Professor Dave Chow. How's
what
it going?
Can he say?
It's been a tough one for me, that's all. We lost one of our colleagues at CCS.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
I don't know. I'd like to dedicate the show to her because she was one of the people that we had talked about having be a guest panelist here, or you know, if we ever do the CCS remote show, she would have loved to have been there. So anyway, Gilda Snowden, you know, you're remembered today. So in her
Very
honor
nice.
Today.
Very Amen. Nice.
Not to mention, Diane's also got 5 of her pieces, and I don't.
Yeah, apparently.
That just went up in value about
100,000%.
Yeah,
seriously.
Well, I'm trying to get to Diane's house before she gets home. That's all.
Call your insurance agent.
I knew you were
agent.
Thinking about that.
I drive fast.
I actually had the privilege of being invited to Gilda's studio when she was cleaning out her studio. So I picked up two more pieces there that make my five. That was really, that was this past spring. It was really nice to have that memory. Yeah, nice to have that memory.
Beth Oljar is here too. Professor Beth Oljar from the Department of Philosophy, wearing her philosophy t-shirt. Always good. Got thought.
I love it. Although I have a new one that I was wearing that was a gift from Dave Kokel that I wore when you and I did the ALS, Plato's Cave Search and Rescue Team, bringing you to the light since 380 BC.
That's right. I like that one, too.
Do we have pictures of you guys being...
Yes. Unfortunately, it was documented, yes.
Oh,
it's on YouTube for all to see.
Complete with Mark Benvenuto.
Yes.
Yeah, Mark had a great time. He's mysteriously missing.
He claimed that the angle of the light would make it so we couldn't see that he was behind the door. Now he just looks like a creepy man. He's hanging.
Oh my! Hey, did he ever do the challenge?
He never did, and
Dave never did. Although Mark did say that he would do the liquid nitrogen challenge, so. I really got to question the fact that he's willing to do liquid nitrogen,
really cold.
Which would kill him instantly.
Didn't you see this in Terminator 2?
But he wouldn't have any warts.
It's true.
And not the ice bucket challenge. I'm like, it's kind of frightening they let you teach.
Remember, Dan, I mentioned we don't do the ice bucket challenge in December, okay?
Yeah, that's also true.
Or late September,
early September, for that matter. Yesterday would not have been a good day for the ice bucket challenge.
By late December, it'll be like 3 months ago.
Yeah, it will be. It already is.
Can we have the hot cocoa challenge?
Ouch.
Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything, and if you stump the panel, you can win one of our prizes. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can tweet at us using the handle @AskTheProfUDM or the hashtag AskTheProfUDM. On Twitter, you can also find us on Facebook. So we were finishing up your last set of questions there, Professor Roach. We only have a couple more to go, and they're really cool questions.
Which showed us to be an eminently stumpable panel.
Yeah. Well, and I just want to point out, and you know, with deference to all profs here at the table, we were missing your pop of music knowledge, Beth, big time, because there's a lot of music questions here. So we need
you. But Jim was good with the interstates.
Give me some of the ones you couldn't answer. See if I can get them.
Maybe we could do some new ones and see if you can get those.
Okay.
What did you guys think of the anagrams with the car names?
That was great, but it stumped everybody. It stumped everybody.
I anagram every word I see on the back of a car, on a billboard. I'm like, Diane Manica, Candy Mania. I forgot what it was.
I love it. Okay, props.
I had it written down, but
I got four songs for you.
Okay.
What do these top 10 tunes have in common? Can't Touch This by MC Hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice. Berserk by Eminem. Holy Grail by Jay-Z featuring Justin Timberlake. There's one thing that's very obvious about them.
They're all rap songs.
Yes, that is
producer?
True.
Producer?
When you did the first two, I thought, you know.
Bankrupt guy?
One hit wonders.
you're getting closer.
Could you repeat
you're
them?
You're getting closer. Sure. Can't Touch This. MC Hammer. Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice. Berserk by Eminem. Holy Grail by Jay-Z featuring Justin Timberlake.
Cups, Grails. Let's see.
Were they all just released as singles, not on an album?
No. In the respective order, they reach number 8, number 1, number 3, and number 4. But that's not part of it either.
In the same week?
Nope. They're from 1990 and 2013.
Same producer that somebody
Dr.
said
Dre?
That?
I thought it was fairly obvious that they all relied heavily on samples from other well-known songs.
Oh, please.
You could say that about almost everyone.
Well, of course you can, but Can't Touch This directly samples what?
Queen...
I don't get this information listening to the classical station.
No. Can't Touch This by MC Hammer sampled a song by Rick James.
Super Freak.
Super Freak.
Yes.
It was Ice Ice Baby that sampled.
That was Queen.
Queen.
Pressure.
Under Pressure.
Under Pressure.
Yes.
Berserk by Eminem samples famous Beastie Boys tune. You guys are cracking
fight for your
up
right
here.
To party.
Fight for your right to party.
Thank you, Beth.
And Holy Grail, Jay-Z featuring Justin Timberlake, samples the most important song of, oh, I don't know. Let's see, that would be 1991, 1992.
Star Spangled Banner?
No. A little grungy band out of Seattle.
Oh,
named Nirvana.
Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Smells Like Teen Spirit. Now,
sampling is so despicable.
Well, it may or may not be, but there's something
else. It
indicates
such a lack of creativity. I mean,
there's something else that all of these tunes have in common that has to do with their sampling. Let's see if you can get it in like one fell swoop here. I'll let Jason do the big reveal.
A certain machine, possibly?
Not a certain machine.
Okay. They got
something,
sued?
It's something to do with where they charted, as in what position they ended up on the Billboard Hot 100.
The same position as the original song?
Not the same.
Better?
But better. All of them were better than the original on the Billboard Hot 100.
Is that the actual answer
well,
to the question?
That's because people
yes,
had gotten used
oh, you
to listening to the original song.
How are you possibly supposed to have gotten that?
Well, but that's why I think it.
But those are good questions.
You did really good, Dan. I mean, you almost had it.
It was like deja vu all over again.
There was a whole chain of events that you had to go through to get to the final. Is that the final?
You take advantage of other people's
really?
Creativity in being able to come up with a listenable hook,
right?
With a catchy hook.
It's always the hook, right? They
Did
don't
you
sample the
that,
dumb
or
part.
Is that a well-known fact of these four songs?
No, it was on Billboard.com.
I love it, though. Last one, Jason, and we'll clear out 38 questions from you that were really wonderful. Quite
you
wonderful.
Really were bored, weren't you?
What
you didn't
did,
do this during your honeymoon, did you? Oh.
What did Who Are You by The Who accomplish in 1978 that CeeLo Green's Forget You could not accomplish in 2010?
Made the top 10.
Nope.
Was actually purchased by people?
No.
Ooh.
No.
Well, it was used as a theme song for a television show.
But not in 1978.
That may or may not be true, but not in 1978, yeah. They did something with Who Are You by The Who in 1978 that CeeLo Green's Forget You could not accomplish in 2010. It might aid you to know that Forget You was the list title of the song, not the original title of the song.
Do you guys all know the uncensored version or no?
No, we don't.
No.
All right.
Will you sing it for us?
I don't know either version.
So this will be your last hint.
I was waiting for Michael to run
CeeLo,
back in.
They
house.
Said stuff you can't say on the radio.
Well, CeeLo Green's song was titled F You.
Oh,
the name
okay.
of the song. Not
gotcha.
Forget You.
Okay.
Oh.
So what do you think The Who got away with if you know Who Are You?
They were able to use the F word.
They played the song on the radio, which uses the F word. Exactly.
At the
really?
End.
CeeLo Green had to completely...
Was it because
wow.
nobody was able to make it out in the original version?
Tell me there's a tell me who for you at
yeah.
the end.
Exactly.
That's
and they got
true.
It on
they
the radio.
Did.
Wow.
They did.
Pretty interesting.
Sneaky devils.
Well, the other trivia question is, didn't they have Who's songs as the signature tune for three separate CSIs at one
That's
time.
True. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely true. I was trying to think of some like great thing to do with my glasses, and then we'd go into the...
What? That's back in the era when they were known to cause the most hearing loss.
That's right.
Major
the loudest
absolutely
band.
Right. Dear Ask the Professor panelists...
It's not who, it's what?
Yeah. Now it is.
That's a Canadian hearing loss.
Yes.
I haven't written since last February, and I've enjoyed many a show since. Therefore, I feel it's my duty to contribute once more with a small grouping of questions in various categories. I hope they'll make your show sometime soon, like 1, 2, 3 now, and provide the panelists with a few moments of fun. Thank you again for entertaining and hilarious podcast. Sincerely, Amber Hubley, representing the warmer climates of sunny San Diego. Maybe I should say the words instead of fixing it in post. What is the first name of boxer Sonny Liston? Tell me,
his
was
mama
his
named him Clay. I'm going to call him Clay.
Nope. Although it does start with a C.
Cassius, I take it as F.
Same first name as a former dean of this college.
Charles
Liston? Charles Liston. Sounds like an investment banker.
Yeah.
In The Muppets, Miss Piggy actually has a last name. Piggy
Lee.
Lee. Piggy Lee.
That's so bad.
Piggy Lee.
That's so bad.
Oh, Kermit.
In what Shakespearean play does the character Dogberry appear?
Much Ado About Nothing.
Much Ado About Nothing is correct.
Wow.
Absolutely. A duet of pleasures, pop music, and Shakespeare. Beth knows
well,
it all.
Well, there's a film. Ken and M made a film version of Much Ado About Nothing. In fact, Michael Keaton plays Dogberry.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He does. I didn't even make the connection. And I know that.
Oh, good old juice.
In popular Australian slang, what is a dish licker? Don't think too hard. It's a dog. Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Which, that's way more syllables than just...
It's my cat, Fiji.
And our house.
That's really funny. In the Beatles pop song, Penny Lane, what is the nurse selling from her tray?
Poppies.
Poppies is correct. Didn't have to wait too long for Beth to come up with that one. Let's see. Captain Nemo had a pet in 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. What was it?
Did he dog it?
The ship was called the Nautilus.
The ship was called the Nautilus.
Was it a seal?
Not answering
the question.
It was a seal. And here it has the name of this female seal. What was her name?
I don't remember
Silky.
That.
I want to say it's the same name as the female gypsy character from Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Esmeralda?
Esmeralda was the name of his seal, yes.
So what do you do? What, take it out for a walk every now and then, or what?
A swim.
Go fetch? Yeah, go fetch.
Before 1923, Wembley Stadium was called something else. What was it?
Wembley Field?
No. It did not include the word Wembley.
Wembley Meadows.
No.
Navin Field?
No. Was it London Stadium or something?
No. I could give it away fairly easily because I think you guys will catch on to this. But if I say that the sun never sets on the British...
The Empire Stadium?
The Empire Stadium is what it was called. Yes. Okay. Empire
Stadium. The sun did set on their empire.
Rather
dramatically.
It did. Mm-hmm. In the Bible, what was Samson's father's name?
Sam. Son of Samson
Sam. Senior.
Samson Senior. Samson Mr. the Samson. First.
Barack.
No, it was not Barack.
Wasn't it Nathan or Nahum or something?
It started with the letter M, is what it says here.
Yes, and professor of religious studies. Answer this question.
Not biblical studies.
Bible trivia is not long suit.
To be honest, it sounds, if you say it phonetically, very much like a Hawaiian name, like a native Hawaiian
Moai
name.
Or
no.
Mamba?
No, I mean, it's close enough, though.
Molokai.
His name was Manoa, was his name.
Manoa.
Manoa. Well, if you go to, I'm trying to remember the large public cemetery in the Boston area, there actually is a section that is the Field of Manoa.
Oh, well, there you go.
Step lively.
Oh, my.
Oh, I should call that.
I have no idea.
We'll think about that, actually, while we take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor. Flashback 1995.
Who said only in a police state is the job of a policeman easy?
Gore Vidal.
No. No, it's an American actor, cop. Director, filmmaker, stage director, theater.
Orson Welles.
That's right. All right. Orson Welles. That's right. Who said moral indignation, jealousy with a halo?
Ooh.
That's nice.
Oh, Sarah.
Is that Amber White?
Said it.
No. And just joining us from the Department of History, the chairman of that department, Professor Sarah Gravel.
Somebody's Sarah. Sitting in my chair. Out of my porridge bowl.
Oh, it's Goldilocks.
What about your bed?
Nobody's sleeping in my bed.
Okay.
Oh, you poor love.
And we are back with some great questions from Amber Hubley, representing the warmer climates of sunny San Diego. There, I said it without tripping up, so now I feel a little bit better about myself. Burt Reynolds and Lonnie Anderson were only in two movies together.
Cannonball Run.
That is not what it says here. There's only one live-action movie that both Burt Reynolds and Lonnie Anderson were in.
Is it All Dogs Go to Heaven?
All Dogs Go to Heaven would be the animated answer to the question, but there was only one live-action, it says here.
Lonnie Anderson was not in Cannonball Run, so I take
was
it
Was it Hooper?
It was not. It's a two-word title. S-A are the starting letters of the two words. The second, the A, would be the most powerful card in a standard deck of cards.
Ace? Oh,
Stroker Ace.
Stroker Ace was the name of the movie. The All Dogs Go to Heaven bit there is very
eye-opening. He was with Sally when he was making
that. That was a Don Bluth film. Yeah. That's why.
What famous author married a woman whose name was Edith Mary Bratt? Two T's.
Edith
Dead air.
The silence is deafening.
I can give it away pretty easily. This author was in particularly known for actually studying and inventing dialects of languages that never existed.
Oh, J.R.R. Tolkien.
Yes, it was J.R.R. Tolkien. I was wondering if maybe the clue would be like Edith M.R.B.Q.T. Brat. Oh, well, now I get it. All right. What common office supply did Yukio Horii invent in the 1960s?
Paperclip.
Not a paperclip. No.
Three-hole punch.
Japanese?
Paperclip remover.
Post-it note. Staple remover.
Yukio Horii invented this in the 60s.
Not the paperclip remover, the
staple remover.
Whiteout.
No, that's not Mike Whiteout. Nesmith. That's Mike Nesmith's aunt or something, wasn't it?
Don't use it on your computer screen.
Yeah, much.
Binder clips?
Not binder clips. Something to write with.
Mechanical pencil.
No.
No, that goes back.
It's a pen, but it has something special about it, not gel.
Is it erasable ink?
What, a felt tip?
Oh, felt tip.
It's a felt tip. Yeah. Yep, exactly.
Thank goodness.
Interesting that my grandparents' generation still refers to them as felt tips versus a marker or a Sharpie or something like that because they didn't have felt tip pens till the 60s. What does TIG stand for in TIG welding? Kendra?
Tungsten?
Oh,
pressure.
Nope. Tungsten is the first letter.
Tungsten? Come on, Kendra, help us out. That's why you're here.
I'm assuming they have to all be elements then?
No, they're not.
Oh.
It's just a method. Tungsten, something, something.
Gas?
Gas is the G.
Oh, no.
Tungsten.
Ignite. Infrared?
The nope. Artist here is showing me up.
No, we've got welding at CCS. Tungsten.
Oh, you do welding. You have a shop.
We have a shop.
That makes perfect sense.
Oh, good. My reputation has been saved.
The building.
We can get to the word fairly quickly by invoking the concept you'll be no doubt teaching your students soon about the fact that the noble gases are unreactive.
Inert.
Yeah, so inert. Yes. Wow. Tungsten inert gas is what TIG
stands going
for.
To get that.
In prison lingo.
We've all been there, right?
Oh, great.
Right? Yeah, that's why Jim wears stripes.
That's right.
Oh, my. What is a ninja turtle? It actually makes sense now that I see what the correct response is.
Riot Squad?
Yeah, it's a guy in riot gear is what a ninja turtle is.
It makes sense.
That does make sense.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm all padded up.
I mean, Dave was the only one that had enough experience in prison, obviously.
I'm sorry. I was like...
Disturbing but intelligible.
Yeah. Exactly. What opera story is about a female cigar factory worker?
Carmen.
Carmen. Yes, absolutely. What car was advertised as, quote, the ride of your life, unquote?
The Cadillac?
It wasn't a Cadillac.
Buick, Lincoln?
No, it was a car company that starts with the letter P.
Packard?
It wasn't a Packard.
No, that's ask the man who owns one.
It was a French car.
Peugeot?
It was a Peugeot, yes. I won't make you guess what number. It was a 206. Peugeot, yes.
Or the Pugat.
The ride of your life. Right off a cliff.
Peugeot, sorry. What are the two symbols featured on the Turkish flag?
A star?
A crescent and a star. Yeah, you guys hit both at the exact same moment.
Some of us should know.
Yeah, some of us should know.
Some of us have been to Turkey like Jim Tubbs. Unbelievable.
And Roy.
Yeah, oh, and Roy. I'm sorry.
Yes, I almost got stuck in the underground caves in Cappadocia.
We weren't going to have like a remake of Midnight Express with you in it, were we?
Oh my gosh.
No, but I did kid Bob Homan a lot about not doing certain things when he's over there.
He was the one the loose cannon we were worried about.
Well,
don't
want to
know.
TMI.
Yes, and we were traveling with the president, his wife, and the provost.
That's right.
And we were not all on our best behavior, trust me.
Or the president of the university.
The university.
On the TV show Barney Miller.
Oh,
what part of New York was the precinct?
The Bronx?
In the Bronx? Yeah.
Queens.
Brooklyn.
Long Island.
The 13th precinct.
Staten Island.
Queens.
Let's go.
I think we're going to have to be very specific because I do believe this is in Manhattan, but it's a very well-known neighborhood in
Soho?
Manhattan.
Not Chinatown.
Not Greenwich Village.
It's the village.
Really?
It's Greenwich Village, What city was Harry Houdini born in, and what city did Harry Houdini die in?
He died in Detroit at Henry Ford Hospital.
Munich?
Died.
Or no, Hungary.
On Halloween night in Detroit, Michigan.
Let me think. Where was he
born? Hungarian?
In 26.
Well, was it 26?
Was that the beginning of Devil's Night? Or not?
And his mother never spoke English.
Right.
Yeah.
And you may have said it. I was so centering it on the Detroit side.
The Adrian Brody series they had recently, the two-part thing on Houdini was awesome.
Was it good?
I haven't seen it yet. Although it had a different ending than I thought had happened to him.
So he lived in the end?
No. He died, but the way they presented it is that he had died because the punch, ruptured his appendix.
Yeah. Yes.
I was under the impression that he actually had died, that he had drowned in the...
No. He died because of appendicitis and septicemia.
And where was he born?
Hungary.
No, he was Hungarian. Hungarian. Budapest.
Yes.
And actually, he was laid out on the Art Center Music School on Cass, across from Old Miami.
Really?
Oh, my God.
I laid down on the same slab he was on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Kind of creepy, but.
That is creepy, but cool.
Yeah.
Not many famous people have died in Detroit, so we got to hold on to them like grim death.
Marvin Gaye.
I'm joking. What color shirts are forbidden in competitive ping pong?
White
for fairly obvious reasons.
Ball.
Yeah, you won't not be able to see the ball. Makes perfect sense to me.
Polka dots.
Yeah, I was going to just say that. Polka dots.
Keep moving.
Ones with little springs with balls on the end of them.
Googly eyes.
Googly eyes. What is the last book in the modern Bible of the Old Testament?
No, let's
Old.
See.
Malachi. I was going to say dessert.
Wait, what?
Book of dessert.
Oh, jeez.
Second dessert.
What is the second largest city in Poland?
Krakow?
Krakow is what it says here. We'll take Amber's word for it. Yeah. What's the number? Warsaw, I suppose.
Yeah, Warsaw's the biggest.
Makes sense. What famous author had the given name when he was born of Eric Arthur Blair?
J.K. Rowling?
No.
No.
George
Sands.
Transgender,
is that?
Initials, pen initials, G.O.
George Orwell?
Yes, it was George Orwell was born Eric Arthur Blair. It's pretty interesting. So we have some bonus questions. Have any of you ever played Zobmondo before?
Yes.
Okay, Zobmondo is about being given two very weird things, but you must choose one of them. You have
death,
no choice.
Not an option.
It's also known as Would You Rather.
Yeah,
and this is G-rated. Amber's saying it's G-rated.
Oh,
but she wants us to go around the table with the first of three questions.
Oh, no.
Would you rather always have to write with your wrong hand for the rest of your life or have to write with your eyes closed for the rest of your life? I tell you what, Amber. We'll get back to those in the best way that we know how in the future. But first, we're going to have to say goodbye. Professor Oldjar.
Goodbye.
Professor Chow.
See you.
Professor Roach.
Later.
Professor Evans.
Take care.
Professor Tubbs.
Bye.
Professor Maggio.
Bye.
Professor Finkenbaum.
Sayonara.
Professor Manica.
Adios.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mile.